to WDW Park Hoppers Live. I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And I'm Park Hopper John, and together we are WDW Park Hoppers. We are so glad that you are here. We are here in the Outer Rim Lounge.
The Outer Rim. Where is the Outer Rim, John?
At Disney's Contemporary Resort. And obviously we were right outside of Chef Mickey's. We got the Outer Rim sign. We got Chef Mickey's sign. It's so good to see you guys. Welcome as everybody's coming in to the show tonight. We're glad that you are here. If you would, please visit us at wdwparkhoppers.com. You can always find our show archives, all of our blog posts there, links out for all of our amazing sponsors as well. You can find us at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all at wdwparkhoppers. And if you missed the show, if you missed some of the show, find us on YouTube, especially at WW Park Office. We're starting to put some more content up over there as well. I think that about covers it. Did I get everything?
I think you did. Oh, Snapchat.
No, we don't do Snapchat.
No Snapchat?
Nope, no Snapchat at all.
One of these days I'm going to talk him into it.
No, we're not going to do it. But we also, we put our podcast out on Stitcher and iTunes. And you can go find that as well. You were literally on the edge, woman.
I am just on the edge. Okay.
On the edge, y'all. And so I think we're good. If you can hear us okay, let's see here.
Well, we've got a couple of hellos, so I'm going to take that as a good sign.
Yeah, you can hear us. Good, excellent, excellent. So let's go ahead and get into the show. Let's
see. Well, wait, no. First, I think we need to talk about what we did this weekend.
Well, before we do that, one quick thing. For those of you who are watching live, if you're not watching live or listening live, come join us Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at facebook.com/WDWParkHoppers, and you can join in the chat room, because when you're in the chat room live with us, you can interact with us because we do the whole show, and then we stick around for a while and do Q&A. So if you're in the chat room, we're going to be doing some Q&A later on, so don't go anywhere. Now I'll hit them with the hotness.
Okay, so we did something this weekend that we have never done before and we will definitely be doing again. We went to Ravello over at the Four Seasons here in Lake Buena Vista for the character breakfast. It is the Goofy and Friends character breakfast. It was fantastic.
It's awesome.
Yes. Oh, we had so much fun. I think the characters almost had as much fun with us as we had with them.
Yeah, and we discovered something that most people, you know, I think this thing goes from like 7 until noon or something like that. And most people get up really early because they want to catch this character breakfast and then get to the theme parks. The strategy that we used, thanks to our buddy Tony, was we set our schedule to arrive at 10. And so as things started slowing down, we had our seats there and we were eating breakfast. And then we had like scads of time with the characters, and we had like a lot of time with them, and we were able to do a little bit more.
You trying to get me in the shot?
Yeah, I want to get you in the shot. We were able to do more interaction with them. We had a blast, and there's going to be a video coming out. You actually get to see me causing trouble with Mickey Mouse and getting Mickey in trouble.
Yeah, I helped.
And Minnie goes full hood rat.
I can't believe you said that.
She goes hood rat, y'all.
She did. She actually, at one point, she just sat down with us. She was sitting in the booth next to me, and we're talking about the fact that, you know, just the breakfast and blah, blah, blah. I mean, okay, she was miming and pantomiming because, you know, she kisses and squeaks. That's about it.
Right.
But we were wearing, so I'm not wearing ears today, but in honor of Minnie at Ravello, I've got my sunglasses on because she has her little bow-shaped sunglasses. So we thought it was very cute. We each had our little white sunglasses on. So
It was so cute. I mean, they were super playful, and as always, the staff at Ravello was incredible.
Oh, they were
and
amazing.
Attentive, and the food was amazing, and it was just a really great experience. Yeah.
So if you sit there for 2 hours playing with the characters, you also get to keep eating.
Right, and they also offer a free photo with the characters. They give you a photo card, and so they do photos, and they give you a free photo that you can download on the Disney World app, which is pretty cool, I think. And for, I think it was like $46 for adults.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much it is for kids. You can look that up, or if I was a better blogger, I'd have that information. But we had a blast.
Bad blogger.
Bad blogger.
Bad blogger.
But yeah, so that was what we did on Saturday. We had a great time. So are we good? Want to move forward?
We're good. I was going to try to pull up the picture. I had it up a little bit ago, but
Keep that for a teaser for the Q&A afterwards.
All right. So if you want to see the picture of us with Goofy, you have to stick around. All right.
The other thing we want to tell you is, and this is kind of insider news with Park Hoppers, we've been teasing it for a while, and next week I feel confident that I'm allowed to do it. I did all my research, and I started working on getting it ready.
Are you allowed?
We're going to be opening up pre-orders for the new Park Hoppers book, which is going to be top 10 Walt Disney World lounges. So we've taken 10 of our favorite lounges here at Walt Disney World. We've broken them down, told you why we think that they're so great, as well as little tips and tricks about little things you can do there. So that's going to be the next book. And then after that, we're going to restaurants. That'll be the next one.
Yes.
Because everybody was really excited about restaurants. And I'm already like 60% into the book. So I'm like...
I'm still playing with photos. Sorry. So, there we go. Found it. All right.
All right. Excellent.
Good.
So we're going to be telling you how to pre-order that next week. If you have any suggestions for lounges, go ahead and put them in there. Or if you have suggestions for what your top restaurant would be at Walt Disney World, and do not put Victoria and Albert's because that's not going to make the list.
No.
It's just not.
And definitely give us a why. If you want to tell us your favorite lounge, your favorite restaurant, tell us why it's your favorite. And it can't just be, oh, it's amazing. We want to hear you had a personal experience that,
right.
You know, this is the place your spouse proposed to you. This is where your kid took their first steps. It has your favorite drink in the entire world. Something that makes it personal to you.
Yeah, it's got to stick out for a reason. So that's all the news that's fit to print. So,
well, then let's move on to the rumor mill.
Let's hit it. So we're going to talk pure rumor here.
Why you do that?
Are you leaving me?
No, I'm having a chair issue here.
Oh, okay.
I felt like I was up the camera.
When you leave me.
There
now.
We go.
So what we're going to be talking about now is pure rumor. Take it.
Speculation.
Take it completely with a grain of salt. Don't read too far into it.
This is locker room chatter.
This is
pillow talk.
But there is a number associated with this blog post, and the first one is $450 million, because that is the price that Disney is rumored to be spending on a brand new, wait for it, pavilion at Epcot.
A pavilion?
The coveted 12th nation to go into Epcot's World Showcase would be, any guesses?
Puerto Rico.
Maybe, but Disney has a movie that's set in Brazil to come out in a couple years.
Oh, so if it's set in Brazil, Chile.
Brazil.
Oh.
From a lot of online sources, they're saying Brazil is expected to come to the World Showcase. And they're saying that they have a budget of roughly $450 million. Now, Disney's not going to come out of that on its own. Disney's going to share the wealth. But a certain Brazilian sponsor, who
really?
Is unnamed, I know, right, would be paying a chunk of that price tag. Now, other projects are also rumored to be happening at Epcot. We talked about, I think last week, we talked about the $250 million overhaul of the...
We talked about the
Illuminations.
About it yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second.
He starts to get his podcast confused.
Yeah.
When he starts getting his wives confused,
yeah,
then
no.
We have a problem.
No. There's a rumored $250 million overhaul of the Imagination Pavilion, which would be amazing. I would love for them to do that. And then a $75 million Coco overlay in the Mexican Pavilion. So that would be pretty amazing. And we're still on track, supposedly, to get a pavilion in the United Kingdom. We don't know what it is officially, but... It could be anything. There's so many great properties that came out of the UK Mary Poppins, but...
Do you think they would really do a Mary Poppins there when they have a Mary Poppins elsewhere?
Where's the Mary Poppins?
Oh, that's right. It's gone.
It's gone.
There used to be a Mary Poppins in the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
But at least maybe they'll, like, reuse some of the...
Probably not, but maybe.
Maybe the umbrella.
Anything's
possible. The
umbrella
was in good shape.
Anything's possible. So so that is my portion of the rumor mill.
Ooh, my portion of the rumor mill is a little heartbreaking. Is there a replacement for Illuminations on the horizon?
Yes.
Okay, so let me start this by saying that Park Hopper John and myself are not as sentimental as some people when it comes to the upgrades and the renovations and the new attractions. Some people get absolutely out of their mind. They were protesting Snow White being removed. It was just heartbreaking. But Illuminations holds a place in our hearts because that was the first fireworks show that we ever saw together, and it's what made us fall in love with Disney. So, Illuminations has been a major discussion topic in the rumor circles for a long time, as he mentioned, but according to sources, there are people working on a project, and some of the supplies have now arrived in Orlando to further prepare for the replacement of one of Walt Disney World's longest running shows. So, with that being said, there's also a little bit of a rumor that there has been a recent meeting with Reedy Creek, and this is the Reedy Creek Improvement District officials, that they have approved a $1.8 million upgrade to the electrical aspects of the World Showcase Lagoon.
Right.
Well, that kind of gives a little more cred to the rumor that there could be a replacement for Illuminations.
Look at you talking street.
Well, you said hood rat, so
I did say hood rat.
So now, personally, it could also be because most of that electrical work is 15, 20 years old, and good Lord, it needs to be upgraded before somebody electrocutes Mickey Mouse.
Now, here's the funny thing about this, because there's been stories come out of Disneyland where they're doing yet another...
Did you just speak of the land of Disney?
I did. There's another overhaul happening at the World of Color. So, since that attraction has debuted, there's been three or four adjustments and changes and adjustments and overlays that have happened to that one attraction. We've had Illuminations here for well over a decade, because we've been coming to Disney for over a decade. And it's time for something new. Not that I don't love it, and the music still gets me right in the feels, but
John,
I'm ready for something different.
I have one word for you.
What?
Now, but you're talking about all the different overhauls they're doing at Disneyland. To quote one of my beloved bosses, because I've got about 37, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
That's true.
Just saying.
That's true, and it's cheaper to keep something the same and not do anything to it than to try to adjust it and fix it and spend money on it, which is kind of Disney's way.
Wow.
That's not,
there's
I'm not cheating in there. I'm a shareholder. I don't, you know. All right, so
why don't we talk about something that we know is reality and is good news and is also near and dear to our heart?
Food trucks, namely,
tacos.
Actually. Four Rivers, which if you've never been to Four Rivers smoke barbecue place, your life is sad.
No.
Not as good as it could be.
Your life has a small hole that we are now going to help you fill.
The incredibly popular Central Florida restaurant group, Four Rivers, is planning on coming to Disney Springs later this month with a new food truck offering.
Later this month? Like
it's August.
Oh my gosh.
Inspired by the culinary culture of Mexico, the 4R Cantina Barbacoa food truck.
Easy for you to say.
Boasts a barbacoa style menu with dishes including taco cones and burrito bowls.
Taco cones.
These items are going to be filled with the signature Four Rivers meat, such as brisket and pulled pork, but prepared using a barbacoa technique, which is pretty cool. Now, the 4R Cantina Barbacoa food truck at Disney Springs will be the only Four Rivers location to offer service 7 days a week, including Sunday, following in the philanthropic footprints of the 4R Barbecue Ministry. All net proceeds from sales every Sunday will support the 4R Foundation, which in 2017 helped more than 950 local schools, churches, and charitable organizations.
How?
All other Four Rivers Smokehouse locations will remain closed on Sundays. So, if you're wondering where they're going to put this, because, oh, monorail going by, you can see it in the corner, right?
There
it goes. If you're wondering where they're going to put this, they're not going to put it in the food court area where they've got the other Disney-themed food trucks. They're actually going to be putting this between World of Disney and Ghirardelli. So, here's what you do. Come to Disney Springs.
So, it's going to be right there by the entertainment stage.
Correct.
Right outside the Lego store.
Right where they used to put Santa Claus. So you come to Disney Springs, do your shopping at World of Disney, go to the 4 Hours taco truck, get some food, enjoy that, then go to Ghirardelli, get your free sample, walk through, buy something at Ghirardelli, then go around, and then get your Ghirardelli ice cream concoction, and your day is complete.
Could that be the thing that they buy?
Could be.
Because I would say go get your free sample, go eat your Ghirardelli, and then go walk around, and then end up all the way over yonder at the ganachery, and that to be your chocolate to take home.
That's a good day, Tater.
That is a lovely day.
That's a good day right there. Before we move on, and Sid takes us down a road that she's very excited to take you down, one of the things you can
What road am I going down?
You'll see. One of the things that you can do, see what I mean? That you can do to help us out is, if you're going to do any shopping in Amazon, we ask that you would do this one little step first and go to wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. Now, what that'll do is that'll still take you directly to Amazon, but what it will do for us is let Amazon know that you visited there from our link, and then we'll get a couple of pennies back on whatever you buy. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but the benefits are really enormous for what it does to help us. We love coming out doing these live remote kind of things.
Absolutely.
And we don't have to spend any money if we really didn't want to, but we would feel guilty if we didn't buy something. And that would really help us out. So, plus, it does cost a lot of money to host and all those things and all that good stuff. So go check that out. wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon.
That will take you directly to Amazon. If your computer is already logged in to directly go to your Amazon Prime, this still takes you there. So you're not going anywhere crazy. It's not adding an extra fee. In fact, we're going to put the link in the window in the show notes. Try it out. Click on it. See where it takes you. So, all right. I'm kind of excited about this next one. So
That's why you're reading it.
For anyone who knows me personally, they know that I have a family member that's going to be getting married at the very beginning of next year, and we've been talking about this flapper-themed, Roaring Twenties-themed wedding. So, now, and then you take that, and you add it to the Edison, which we have just fallen in love with, and we made friends with the bartenders, love the entertainment. And Graham. Don't forget about Graham. He's been fantastic also.
Graham's been alright.
Yeah, you didn't have the smoke cocktail. So, all that being said, they're going to take those two things and squish them together, and there is now going to be a Gatsby evening at the Edison. I am very excited for this.
Yeah.
So, tickets are now on sale for a roaring good time at the Edison's lavish Gatsby affair. The details are, it's Labor Day. They encourage you to get all dolled up in your flapper attire, your 1920s style suits, dance the night away. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get him out of flip-flops, but you know, maybe a button-down shirt. That might happen. It might happen.
Might.
Yeah. So from the moment you step onto the red carpet and enter the party setting, you should be prepared to be entertained. There will be fair tenders serving swanky spirits, flying aerial champagne performers, flapper dancers, cigar rollers, live band still walkers, and more. And they are promising an experience that will keep you dazzled until the end.
You had me at cigar.
I know. Samples will be provided by the Moët Champagne Company through the evening, and guests can also enjoy the Edison's full food and beverage menu for purchase. So this is all happening Sunday, September 2nd. Doors will open at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $75 per person plus tax and gratuity, and can be purchased by visiting, I feel like I'm missing something here. Shouldn't there be a WDW something?
No.
WWW?
No,
all right.
Read it as is. Trust me.
This is my homage to Tony, because he was having issues with that. Oh yeah, Amy, we are in. Okay. https://store.patinagroup.com, or you could just visit us at wdwparkhoppers.com. We will have the link up there. We're going to put the link in the show notes.
Yep, it's already there.
Yeah, and we can't wait to see you. We are definitely going.
And that was Patina Group, P-A-T-I-N-A.
What did I say?
No, you said it right.
Okay.
But it's Patina Group, so you can check that out. And if you don't turn on the location services, that's why that's so weird, because they have location services. So go check that out, and so I have fun with that. Maybe we'll see you there.
Oh, yeah.
So, and maybe we won't.
I've already been shopping for a flapper dress, by the way.
Yeah, but, yeah, anyway, so.
Yeah, but what?
Nothing, baby. It's all good. So, remember last week we talked about how Disney was looking to get rid of straws and plastic stirrers and stuff like that?
We kind of mentioned everything plastic at one point or another.
Yeah, well, Disney is doubling down because they've come out with a new statement of what they're planning on doing. So, the travel-sized toiletries, the plastic straws, and shopping bags will be disappearing from all Disney theme parks and hotels.
Oh, and cruise ships. Don't forget about the cruise ships.
I'm getting there. Yeah, yeah. Disney's announced plans to remove a variety of their plastics from their theme park businesses. Plastics in hotel rooms and cruise ships will be reduced by an estimated 80% with the elimination of those single-use bottles of shampoo, conditioner, hand lotion, and more. Now, Disney has already, on their cruise ships and in the Port Orleans French Quarter, replaced all of those bottles with the replaceable wall mount units. So, it's very interesting.
It's like the hand soap in the restaurant. You just go squidgy, squidgy.
But Disney's saying that this transition will take into effect fully over the next few years. So,
yes.
Single-use plastic straws, coffee stirrers will be removed from dining venues by mid-2019. Polystyrene cups are also on the chopping block.
Yeah, I think we knew that because Starbucks. Yeah.
Along with plastic shopping bags, reusable bags will be available for purchase.
Of course.
So you're going to go shopping at Disney. You're going to spend hundreds of dollars on all the precious knickknacks that you're buying to take home. And they're not going to put it in a bag. So I guess the other alternative would be to be like BJ's, just have a bin of boxes. Just go grab a box.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
That's going to be crazy. Or you can buy a bag. And if the bags are like a buck and they're going to donate some of the proceeds, I could see that.
It's Disney. They're going to be $5.
No.
And if you don't buy one, you're going to have to spend a dollar or something on the plastic bag that isn't really reusable, because they might make them cheaper so they're easier to recycle.
Right. I don't know why the paper bags went out. I think paper bags would be fine. That's just me, though.
Oh, people weren't recycling them either.
So Disney aims to eliminate more than...
Wait. And just let me address this here. John, you know it rains in Florida a lot. And it's when it's not raining, it's humid. And it's damp.
Yes.
And it's moist.
Moist.
And the paper... I said that just for him. And the paper bags are not going to survive well.
Fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough. So Disney aims to eliminate more than 175 million single-use plastic beverage straws, 13 million coffee stirrers. In 2017, net greenhouse gas emissions were reduced by 41% company-wide, and 50% of waste was diverted from landfills and incineration. So...
Okay, but what about this? We have two cocktails in front of us and six stirrers. How about just put one in a drink? I'm just saying. We could reduce right here.
Just a thought, guys.
Just saying.
So what do you guys think about all this? Leave us a comment and let us know. We don't know if they're going to...
Wait, are you answering questions before question and answer?
Because it does apply. Somebody in the chat room asked if they were going to have paper straws. Well, they already have paper straws. All throughout Animal Kingdom, and I'm fairly confident they're going to be replacing them on the Disney cruise ships pretty soon.
So the plan right now, as we understand it, is anywhere that they have the sodas and the things that you would need a straw, they're all going to go to paper.
Yep. All right, before we let you guys go, one of the things we want to let you know is, and this one's very time sensitive.
But wait, you don't have to go. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. But...
I distracted you.
Yeah, thanks
it's
for that.
It's time sensitive. So while he's trying to remember.
Stop. I got it.
All
we're
right.
good. This Saturday, August, what is this, the 11th?
This Saturday,
it's
here
August
in August.
11th. It's going to be our meetup. We're going to be meeting up over at Plancha. When this video is off, we're going to have words. So this Saturday, if you're listening to this, the week this video came out, at 1 p.m. we're going to be over at Plancha, which is over at the Tranquilo Golf Course, which is part of the Four Seasons complex. We're going to be at Plancha starting at 1 p.m. Now, here's the deal. This is not one of those things where you can just show up and hang out. You have to let us know you are coming. So, you want to go not to WDW Park Hoppers on Facebook. You want to go to Disney Parks Podcast on Facebook and look at the events. And you want to RSVP there, because Tony's the one making the reservations. We bumped into the manager of Plancha on Saturday. We told him we were coming. He was excited. They remembered that we were coming. So it's going to be a cool time. It's going to be from 1 to 3 over at Plancha.
It's for lunch.
But for lunch, but you got to RSVP. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll put the link in the show notes as soon as we get done. Where are we going to be next Tuesday?
Wait, are we buying lunch?
No, we're not buying lunch.
All right.
Lunch is not provided. Nope.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but there's always that one guy that shows up.
Yeah.
With his 12 kids.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. All right, so where are we going to be next Tuesday night?
Next Tuesday night, we are going to Trader Sam's over at the Polynesian. So what we've been doing this this month is we are doing our own very slow monorail crawl. So last week we were at the Grand Floridian. Today we are at the beautiful Contemporary Resort. And next week we will be over at the Polynesian, which is right over there. And so we look forward to seeing you. We look forward to being with you. We might even try for the terrace, but we'll be somewhere where Trader Sam's is.
Yeah, if you are coming to hang out with us live, we would love for you to. And if you don't find us inside of Trader Sam's Grotto, we will be out back on the terrace. It'll
Absolutely.
Be a little warm, but the sun's going down. It'll be perfect. We'll have the Hawaiian music playing in the background, and it'll be awesome.
Yes.
All right? So that is it for the news. We want to encourage you to come visit us at wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter. We only send it out like a couple times a week when we have new stuff to share.
A couple times a week. I know.
Killing me, Smalls. So go ahead. You finish the show out.
All right, so definitely come and check us out at wdwparkhoppers.com. Sign up at wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. Send you out news, rumors, tips, photos, announcements, all from Disney to keep you up to date with all of the Disney World news here in Orlando, Florida. And thank you so much for joining us. It has been a wonderful evening, a little kooky, but a wonderful evening. And as we said before, we are WDW Park Hoppers, four parks, one world.
And everything in between.